It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 5th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. 1,401 COVID-19 tests were completed yesterday. Testing numbers were down because the Fargo Dome ran out of supplies. But nonetheless, of the 1,400 tests completed, only 34 came back positive. The positive rate came back at only 2.4%, bringing the statewide total to 1,225. 540 of those have recovered, 31 are currently hospitalized, and there have been 25 deaths. Now that North Dakota is beginning to reopen up, Governor Burgum announced he'll be cutting back on his daily briefings. Governor Burgum announced yesterday that he'll be speaking only Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, cutting back from a full-time press conference schedule. The press conferences will still be at 3:30 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and you can hear it right here on The Tornado. Speeding citations have gone up over the course of this business shutdown period. From March 15th to April 15th, citations issued for speeds in excess of 10 miles per hour have increased by 38% compared to a three-year average. And lastly, the Oaks Area Chamber of Commerce posted on Facebook saying that, as of now, Irrigation Days 2020 has not been canceled. The North Dakota Department of Commerce and North Dakota Chamber have stated that they will be releasing details about how to move forward with large-scale events Thursday. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.